Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Until the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Leo Haviland's here. I'm glad he's here, too. 7 years he's been hanging out with us. Leo Haviland is the author, by the way, of Words on the Street. LeoHaviland.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and see his analysis, which he produces on a regular basis. Leo, thanks again for being here. I want to get your thoughts on the economy, on some of the indicators that are out there. We talked about crude oil. You've got some thoughts on the trajectory of that commodity's price, on economic indicators. We've got a potential, if not real, inversion of interest rates. We've got trade on right now that could go either way. What do you think? Is this a tenuous time right now, or what do you think?
We're in a situation both globally and in America where growth is slowing down. Various signs underline it. One is the nervousness of the Federal Reserve and European Central Bank with their patience and doing whatever it takes language. Second, say on the commodities front, oil prices have been going down on balance since October 2018 when Brent was almost $87. April 2019, it was 75 or so, and now it's under $61. With base metals weakening, that's a sign of global economic growth being sluggish. U.S. corporate earnings look on balance flat for at least the next two quarters.
Are the tariffs creating any of this slowdown? Is there any indication that you know, China's already struggling some? The tariffs can't be helping to the degree that China's economy is a major structure in the global economy. Are the tariffs having an effect on that?
Yes. You raise an excellent point, and it seems that not only structurally is it slowing growth from what many anticipated, the uncertainty with all these debates and conflicts at some point undermines the willingness of at least some to buy and others to engage in certain long-run planning that would tend to bolster growth.
Are these of the reasons that the Fed is contemplating lowering rates again, reversing their previous trajectory?
Yes.
And when I see them thinking about this, I remember times when they raised rates and the stock market went up, and I remember times when they dropped rates and the stock market went down. I can't keep up. What do you think will happen if they lower rates?
Much matters on your view on the business cycle, and the wizards say that if you started the cycle in mid 2009 on an uptrend, it's now around the longest in history. So lowering rates at this stage, when growth is slowing down, probably will not do all that much good.
Too little, too late.
I think it's too late.
Too little,
too late. It may encourage enthusiasm. It may encourage the media to say, it's for the economy, but it's tired, and you see a reflection in that, probably in the political scene.
And if that's the case, then they really have run out of weapons, haven't they? Because they really can't do another QE type of thing. One of the things I want to stick in here, though, I want to make sure we bring in trade into this. Leo, because in the past, you and I both have seen scenarios like this where we could we just literally were able to watch ourselves circling the drain, so to speak. We're in a spiral downward, and there really was nothing we could do about it. Just hold on and try to recover from the other at the other side. But I think with trade deals on the table, this could be reversed with a China deal and the Canada-Mexico deal and the European. We could make three signatures, make this go away for a while. What do you think? Last thoughts.
You're more optimistic than I am.
Okay.
Most of these deals, particularly with China, it will be, if one occurs with China, it will be cosmetic. I don't think it'll be.
Yeah. And maybe the Fed moves too late. Hey, Leo, thanks again for being here. Good job. We appreciate you very much.
Thanks very much.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com at the end of his name. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.